play golf with Dave and
yeah, he's got a dodgy knee as well.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Dan. It's David and Keith from the Repost Non-League Show.
Hi, guys. Hi, David. Hi, Keith.
You all right, mate?
Okay? How are you? We was just been talking to a very, very sort of excited manager of Hal's Owen just now. And he said very, very confident, Paul. You know, with what's coming up, either yourself or Royston. But I mean, yourself at the weekend. I mean, I saw, you know, looking at Ant's messages on there, and he's working his backside to get the pitch ready, and then it all went a bit belly up for you, didn't it?
Yeah. It was obviously very frustrating on the day, and credit to Ant and some other volunteers, obviously. You know, we're a small club, so we don't have loads of volunteers, but the boys have been there since early hours of the morning trying to get the pitch playable, and got it to a real good level and a playable level. And then unfortunately we had a real downpour of half hour of real heavy rain that just set it back a little bit, and that was just before the sort of referee arrived, and it was in his hands obviously after that, and he had to make a decision, and he kept delaying it giving him a chance to work on it, and then obviously made the decision about 2 o'clock, but probably could have made a decision a little bit earlier in hindsight if he felt that it was not playable, but it was in his hands, I felt, from the time that he got there at 11:45.
How difficult is that when you're getting everyone? Obviously, you know, we said about the weather. It was so bad at the weekend. You know, we played. We was on 3G, but you know, we even had, in the game itself, we had torrential rain, hailstones, and things like that. But when you've got a big cup game like that, and you've worked your socks off, and your players are mentally prepared for it, you know, how hard was it for you? Did you do anything? Did you try and do a little bit of training with them, or did you just sort of say, look, we can't do much here?
Yeah, I've got a real good group. I'm fortunate that we've got a real good group. We recruited a virtually whole new side this year, and got some real good characters in there, and young lads that are really keen and want to do well in their football and want to improve, and I trust them fully. So by the time, what happened was, obviously, he delayed it till 2 o'clock, so we only start talking about 1:30 and preparing and getting changed. So we've done our team talk and named our team and got ourselves ready, and it was almost like you were waiting for the inevitable, really. And once we'd finished that, boys started getting changed, and then obviously it was called off, so which was a bit disappointing, but we worked hard. We'd had quite a few runner games. We'd obviously been to Chippenham on Tuesday, away, which is a long trip and a bit of travel, and we'd trained on Thursday, so we decided that we had a bit of time in the bar with the supporters that were sort of left over. The boys hung around for a little bit, and then we just sent them off to do their own thing, and I've got a lot of trust in the group. They're all very keen and, as I say, very hungry and very professional, so we let them go off and do their own thing. Use the time wisely with their families if they could in the afternoon, make sure they were ready to come back in on Tuesday.
I mean, a great gesture from Ant as well. I saw that today around the fact that he's going to be paying for their coaches, and I did see somebody deleted their tweet very quickly after. Yeah. I did have a pop at him, and he thinks, well, geez, the guy's, you know, wasn't his fault. He did everything he could possibly do, and he's even paying for your coaches to come back this way.
Yeah, definitely. It's a wonderful thing in non-league football, but it does bring out some strange comments and strange reactions out of people at times, and I get everybody's frustrated, and social media gives people a chance to express that, and maybe some people need to just think before they express it, and we were trying our hardest to get that game of football on for both teams and both clubs because of the efforts that they were making and the coaches and the supporters that they were bringing, and obviously for ourselves as well, wanting to play that game on the Saturday for the benefit of our football club as well, and to get the game on for both sets of fans. So we're always going to do as much as we can, and I think, you know, if you look at it, they're probably north of Harlow they've come from, so it's about 1 hour and 20 minutes. It's not that far.
No.
Obviously we don't want to waste people's time, but it's not that far, and we, looking at putting my supporter hat on, I'd want to travel and hope that the game was on and accept it maybe if it wasn't quite possible, and a decision by the referee at the end of the day. But disappointing and frustrating, but these things happen and you have to accept it. And when you've been to Bath on a Tuesday night for it to be called off at 7:05, maybe I'm a little bit more lenient and maybe a little bit different thought processes for me, obviously.
your famous, so I saw you got a message from your famous ex-manager as well, through Facebook the other day. Will he be there tomorrow night?
I'm not sure what his schedule is. I spoke to him last week, I haven't spoke to him since then, yeah, but he still loves the club, and you know, he's forever grateful and humble for what the club helped with him get on the start, and I've seen myself as well, and what he done for the football club is outstanding and really good, and he's gone on to achieve real good things and still achieving good things and managing in the Championship, and I think he's something that probably all managers and in non-league football would strive to try and do as well if they wanted to and it was allowed. So he's a credit to the club and a credit to himself as well, and it's good to get the support, and these big games bring out the people that sort of support your club and try and help you, and it's what you need, isn't it? And ups the profile of Concord Rangers as well, which is something we want to do as well, and try and increase the crowds and get more people.
Yeah. Was you pleased with the draw though? Was you pleased not to get Notts County or Harrogate? I know Paul from Hal Zane said he was over the moon that he didn't get either one of those two, but I mean, was you in the same boat?
Yeah, I actually didn't listen to it and was trying to avoid actually finding out who we got till after tomorrow, but I knew that was going to be Mission Impossible. I'm trying not to think about it, to be honest, and I'm trying not to even contemplate it, because I know this is probably manager talk, but we've got to believe and we've got to trust in what we've got to do first, the job tomorrow and the process of that. And I think the minute you start looking at the prize and looking at the outcome, then it can sometimes kind of kick you in the face in football. So I've got to try and stay focused on tomorrow first, and I know that's quite boring, but ideally, there's never going to be an easy draw when you get to a semi-final two-legged of an FA Trophy national competition, so we expect anybody we would play would be quite difficult. I think it's credit to the lower level of football that Royston, Concord put us in that as well, and smaller type clubs, and Hal's Owen, that credit to them for beating the big boys on the way and getting to this stage. I think that just shows the strength of non-league football. But I'll try not to focus on it until we obviously got a big job and a tough job we've got to try and get through tomorrow first.
I don't think there's a bit of gamesmanship by Paul, but he reckon Royston the favourites tomorrow night.
I would say that as well, probably. I think I look at their resources and how they're doing. I look at their current form and the games they've played and the success that they had. I look at the teams they probably beat in the previous rounds of the trophy. We've had some tough challenges playing teams in our league and some very good teams in our league and replays. I probably would make them favourites. I think they're on a good run of form. They're a good team. They've got good experience. They've got good resources. They've got an experienced manager. So we're under no illusions how tough it's going to be. But that's what Concord's all about. And sometimes when you've got a club with a big heart like Concord, then tough can just become a word. So we've got to try and make it that way.
Just tell us a little bit about your season for people listening in. Dan, obviously, you're in a tough league, and obviously you took over for Sam, didn't you, last year? So how's it been for you?
Yeah, I loved every minute of it. You know yourself as a manager, it's a challenge, isn't it? Even when you're winning and doing well and successful or on good runs, it's still a challenge off the pitch, and you're trying to manage it with other stuff that goes on in life. So, but yeah, I've loved every minute of it, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. I sort of come in last year as a first team coach to try and help Sammy, and then the dramas that happened, and Sammy had to leave the club, and then asked me to step up, and couldn't wait to get going and have a go at it. And we had to rebuild. I think we were left with two players, or three if you include my assistant manager Lee Mitchell, at the start of the season. So we had to recoup and rebuild new players. So we had a little look outside the box and went for players from maybe slightly lower levels to give them an opportunity. Went for a younger sort of brand of players and boys that wanted to prove themselves and maybe step back into professional football or full-time football and try and build it from there. And we haven't achieved anything yet. Obviously, staying in the league is our number one target, and the quicker we can do that, that's more important than probably any, for myself personally, any FA Trophy run, is to try and keep our league status and stay within the league in a real tough division. We're competing and we're getting close to that target, which is good. still a long way to go, but we're getting close to that. So that'd be our first target. Any bonus we can get within an FA Trophy run, we're pleased to get this far and make history. We got to the semi-final of the Essex Senior Cup, and unfortunately we had to dag them on penalties. So I feel like we've made progress. I feel like if you'd have asked me now at the start of the season when I was putting, when I had two or three players that I would have had the season we've had so far, I probably would have said yes, I'll take that. But I feel there's a long way to go, and we've still got a lot to do before we can sort of take any pats on the back and class it as any sort of progress or success yet. So still a work in progress, but loving every minute of it, working for the club that, you know, that I'm quite fond of and been part of in all aspects.
Yeah, you said it is, you know, when you look at the teams in your league, it is a real, real tough league, isn't it? You know, you get some big hitters in there and you know, some massive clubs as well.
Yeah, there's no easy challenge and no easy game at all. And you look at all the results, and anybody can beat anybody at times. And lots of teams have good moments and will go on two or three game runs, and then can have a tough run of games or tough run of defeats, maybe, or draws, and slip down again. It's really tight. I think if you look at the league table, I think we're sitting 15th now after the weekend, and 3 points for relegation. But we're probably, I think it's probably 7 or 8 points off the 7th place. You know, ideally you'd like to try and aim for it as a target as well. But yes, it's no easy games, and no. You know, it's a professional league. Everybody knows a lot about you, can do their research on you, and you have to prepare properly for every game. And it's difficult at times with a small squad and a limited budget, which we're not afraid to say we've got. But I see that as part of the challenge, and you know, and you can see it as a success if you can stay in it and compete with the big boys when needed, which we have done at times this year.
Well, that's it, how tight it is. You can see what just a few wins do. I think, you know, at the beginning, you can see where Dartford are now, where they were a couple of months ago before Steve King came in. And obviously the same with Welling as well. I thought Welling were looked doomed, and then all of a sudden Brad's come in and he's turned them around with some wins. And Steve McKim's done similar at Tunbridge. You know, they were down the bottom, I think, most of the season. They've won a couple and got themselves just above that sort of run as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we went to Chippenham the other day on Tuesday. Unfortunately, lost 3-0, but I think they've won 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 4. And Mr. Cook's gone in there and turned them around a bit, and they've stepped up because they looked a little bit doomed. Chelmsford were on a bit of a bad run, and obviously Rod's gone there, and Robbie Simpson come in, and they've done quite well. They've gone on a bit of a run, so you can do that. And, you know, like you say, Dartford, Steve King has gone in at Dartford and changed it around quite a bit, and they look a cert to get in the playoffs now. So it can change quite quickly. It is really competitive. If you can put a couple of wins together, you can move yourself into a great position, but just as quickly a couple of defeats and people are sort of overtaking you. But we've got a couple of games in hand, you know, a tough away games, Billericay and Hungerford, if you look at it like that. So we've got to try and pick up points in there and try and get to that sort of over that 40-point mark, and I think that might be enough. And then we can sort of set some new targets there and try and see how high we can get with the games that we'd have remaining.
Yeah. You mentioned him earlier, your obviously assistant Lee Minsell, I know really well, good lad, good player, and a lot of experience. Is he still playing for you, still doing well?
Yeah, Lee's been brilliant for me coming in. He's got good experience, and as he keeps telling me, he's played at Wembley twice and in the playoff for the trophy. He keeps telling us, we joke about that every day. But yeah, he's been excellent for me, and unfortunately he had a problem with his toe, and he had to have an operation in the summer. It took a little bit longer to get going. We got him fit, we got him back, and he played a few games and was excellent for us against Hemel and Haven. It was, you know, a real good performance. But then done his hamstring, so he'd been out for that. He's having a few issues with his knee at the moment, so he's unselectable at the moment, but he's been excellent for me as an assistant. He's only young, Lee, but he's got a wealth of knowledge and experience. He's good around the dressing room with the players. He's someone I've really bounced off, obviously. I've managed before, but not at this level. I'm not afraid to say that. So it's new for me and a new challenge for me, and to have Lee and I've got James Roach with me and Nathan and Scott and Adam Drew as well. I must mention him, he's been excellent. Got a real good group of probably lacking a bit of experience at managing at this level in a group, but all learning together and pushing each other on and backing each other up, and he's been pivotal in that. So I'm really pleased I asked him to come on board and do that role for us.
I mean, you were saying about your league, Dan. I mean, I'm just looking at it here in the paper, and I mean, you're looking at seven or eight points difference between 10th and the relegation. I mean, that's just mad.
Yeah, I try not to look at it. I know a lot of people say that, but I just try and manage every game as it comes and try and get a result for the club and compete and be competitive in every game. And I'm fortunate enough that the chairman says to us, he asks us just to be competitive and literally as simple as going and playing for the shirt and giving it everything we've got, and we accept we're not going to win every game. It's real tough, but as long as we give everything we've got and give ourselves a good opportunity, then that's fine with the chairman and what he's asked me to do. And I think I can count on one hand the games this year where we haven't been as probably competitive as we would have liked. And I think for a new group of young players, that's a good achievement. But yeah, the league is real tight, it's real close, and it can change quite quickly. And but like you say, it can change for the good and change for the bad. So we've got to stick at it. And like I say, we need a few more points to make sure that we are moving in the right direction. And I believe where we should be in the league, because I think our performances this year mean we should be a little bit higher. But like I say, we've got to put the points on the board to prove that.
Let's just go back, and obviously, you know, we can all get our, I'd say, wishing and memory and fantasy land out. But you know, I remember, and we just spoke about Dan, you know, with Concord when they come up, when I was at Thamesmead, we both come up to the, it was the Ryman League then at the same time. We played each other, I think, in the second game, and you know, the club's come on leaps and bounds since that little time, and there was always a lovely club and things like that. But you know, that you've got yourself into the National South as a club now, but you know, hopefully, you know, you're secure your future there quite soon with a few wins. But you know, could you imagine, or could the club imagine, that maybe in a few months' time, if things go your way, that lovely Canvey Island club, Concord Rangers, could be walking out at Wembley? That would just be the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be a dream come true. Of course, it would. I think it's every non-league person, supporter, player, manager, coaching, club members, volunteers, it'd be a dream come true, wouldn't it? To get any final's a good final, but if you can get to a... Because it's probably the... You know, the league above, National League within it, is probably the biggest competition that we can enter, isn't it? So you enter the FA Cup, and I said this the other day, and your aim of the FA Cup entry is the first round proper, isn't it? It's what we all sort of aim for, and if you do well in that, then you can sort of push yourself trying to get to that third round. But this FA Trophy does give you a good opportunity to get to Wembley, and the closer you get, obviously, the more you will dream about that. But like I say, we've got to focus on tomorrow first. But
you mentioned people like Ant, and I'm not sure, but hopefully Chris, who was the secretary there, still there, that I remember for years.
Yeah.
You know,
he's retired, Chris. Yeah. He's retired last year, and Lewis took over. But yeah, Chris was a great guy.
Then people that have seen the club at the smallest and have done everything to make Concord who they are. You know, that day, if it does happen, and you're not far away, you only, you know, after tomorrow night, you could be sitting in the semi final. That's what the final's about for them people, you know, and them, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely, and that's why I do it, really. It's you know, I like to be successful myself and want to do well, but I do it for the club, and you know, I've supported the club, I've played for the club and managed it before, and drove the minibus and done anything possible for that football club as much as I can, and enjoyed every minute of doing it, and would do it all again. And you know, for me to see this, you know, after we beat Leamington in the last round and to make that history, for me to see the youth teams, I've got two youth teams, under 13s and under 16s that I manage, and heavily involved within the youth setup as well, to see them youngsters on the pitch, and the old guard and the old committee and the old supporters, and then the new ones coming through as well. We've got some new supporters this year, which has been really good, and big support from our youth section, parents and kids, which has really helped out. And you know, Every one of them is valuable to us, and to see their faces, that's what it's all about. And if you see their faces after we beat Leamington on a penalty shootout, then you can only imagine how that would escalate us if we can go further in the competition, and we'll do very well. So,
any dual registrations from Huddersfield Town coming up?
Yeah, I've got a couple, yeah. I'm not sure what the rules are, I might have to check that. But yeah, we got Elsie Dan's helped us out, he'd give us a couple of. We've got a couple of boys on loan from Huddersfield, which has been really good for us, and obviously good for them as well. And it's not just him doing us a favour, that was right for their development and part of their development to come into non-league. And if you look at some of their other boys, they've got a few dotted around non-league that are out there developing, because I think Dan and Nick know the benefits of it and what it can offer to a young player. So I think that's something that they've added since they've gone to Huddersfield, and it's fortunate for us as non-league managers and Concord brought a bit closer to him, we get the benefits of that, so that's really good.
When you say that, you know, about, you know, what Keith said earlier on about getting to the final, but I mean, that would be, it'd be sort of even bigger if it was sort of like you got to the final and you're playing Notts County. I mean, that would be just incredible, wouldn't it? I mean, one of the biggest names in English football against yourselves in that final.
Yeah, definitely, and yeah, you never know how the National League teams take it. Some don't take it as serious. If they're, you know, Notts County's main aim must be to get back into the Football League, isn't it? And I'm not sure whether that's going to be possible this year. They've slipped a little bit down, but it has to be their main aim. So the next target would be get to a final, and as a club and a manager, you want to get team to a final for your supporters, and it would be amazing. Yeah, it'd be amazing whoever you get, but. Like I say, it feels still quite far away, and I'm trying to keep my feet on the ground with it. But you know, it'd be wonderful for any football club, and especially a smaller football club. I'd say Royston and Alzo as well. You know, and it'd be brilliant for any club like that. And it could also you know, something to go down in history. But
it's not that far away if you think about it. It's only just up the M25.
Yeah. I got a funny story actually, Keith. I remember that game at Thamesmead. I think you beat us actually, didn't you? So you beat us on that night. I'm sure you did. But I remember it was Dan and Nicky had Nicky Kelly. I won't mind me saying this. They were around when Nicky was playing and Dan was managing on the sideline, and we had that all kicked off in the. Outside, we couldn't get in the changing room, and they ended up punching each other in the tunnel. A bit of brotherly love, and I was pulling them apart at half time.
Well, I'm glad you've said that story, because obviously I can't come out and say that story now where they both are. So, but I do remember it really well, because we're both sitting there thinking, wow, we've come up from nowhere. And they had a great side as well. I remember some of the players, Cookie and things like that, and yourself.
Yeah, it was great.
Danny Hill.
Yeah, I think you had a good team as well, didn't you? Real good talent there, so I think it was a good game. I'm sure you beat us 2-0 that night.
We may have.
You were very good on the night.
I think the only game I remember was an absolute nightmare. I think Arlo got yourselves in the Essex Cup. I think after you'd won it the first two years in a row, came up there on a wet, an horrible night. I was second team for Arlo, came up there and thought, so well, we've had a bit of a chance here, and the rest of it got done over 8-0.
That was maybe one of the ones I can remember that he's saying, because obviously Concord beat us quite a few times over here. I think we got done 5. It might have been that same season they beat us 5. Like I said, they was always in Elkins. I loved going over there. We went over there not that long ago in a friendly, and when they was in the comments and done really well as well, played against them. So I like the club. Yeah. Like I said, I know Chris has retired, but now Dan's there and a few others. And like I said, I'm friends with Lee as well. And it'd be great. I think it'd be brilliant if you can get there, and if you did, and I know what it would mean to the club and all them people. It'd be brilliant.
But we said we might have popped along tomorrow night, but that traffic's a bit of a mare.
Yeah. And we did warn Paul as well. We shouldn't have, really.
You better leave now.
Yeah.
You might get the kick off. It's better than it's ever been. And I've done it for 13 years now, backwards and forwards at different times. And you never know when it's going to hit you, but it's okay. It's pretty good. And hopefully it'll be okay for all the supporters tomorrow. Everyone has a safe travel. And I just hope we can get a good crowd. And I think there will be a good crowd. I felt Saturday was a good opportunity with all the games off. And if the game could have gone ahead and needed obviously the picks to be okay for that, but we'd have got some good supporters and some different people because of other games being off, and it'd have been a big attraction, so it would have been a great day. But I just hope people can find the time and come and watch the game tomorrow, because I believe it'll be a real good game. It's played to a finish, which is good, and adds to the excitement, and it's going to be a real good challenge, and both teams are going to go at it, I would imagine, and everything they've got to try and get themselves into a semi-final. So it'd be a great spectacle, and just hope people can come and have a watch of that, and may the best team win.
What's the weather forecast like, I suppose, is the biggest question for tomorrow.
We've had a couple of really good days.
Yeah, I think we're okay. I think, yeah, good. It's, you know, it was so close Saturday. I go back to that at the start conversation, and the boys felt gutted for them when I got over there a certain bit earlier and pushed the Roma around a few times, and I just felt for them because they got it to such a good level, and it was more than playable. But that dreadful rain for 25, 30 minutes was just killed them, and you know, it was soul destroying, really. Because when you hear the comments and people say you should have had an AM pitch inspection, it was on at AM. It was on. So that's the difference, and people don't know that. Ant knows that pitch inside out. Yeah. You know, he's been going over there for over 30 years, going backwards and forwards, and he knows where the weather goes, what way the clouds go, and when it rains, how it works and how it drains. So if he says it's on, then chances are it is, and just got caught by that that downpour.
Right, just go back to what you just said there, because obviously I can sit off the fence when you said that, you know, about tomorrow, two good teams and hope the best one wins. Well, I'm going to say that's rubbish. let's be honest, let's just hope you win. It don't matter how you do it, and get through, you know. And at the end of the day, these cup games, that's what it is about, isn't it? You know, one off, under lights, you know. Their record, they might be doing well, but they're still playing a team that's played in a league that's used to battling every single game like it is a cup game. So I think they know that as well, and I was trying to say this to Paul as well, because, you know, I said I know the club, your supporters are, you know, are very passionate, and coming to Essex isn't easy.
We try. They keep developing the ground and doing stuff and tidying it up, and I keep telling them I keep saying no, let's not do that, and let's we try and get the ground grading by the bare minimum, and we want people to turn up, and you know, you got to turn up, and you got to fancy it. You know, if you don't turn up and fancy it, then chances are you can get beaten. But I think people know that. We like to make it difficult. We want to make it hard. And like you say, we compete in every game. And as I say, there's been a handful of games this season where I probably do the boys a bit of a disservice. But so in my standards, we haven't competed. You know, it's been difficult challenges, but we haven't competed as hard as we can. And as I said right at the start, I've got a real good bunch of honest, hard-working lads, and we might lack a little bit of experience, and we might be average age might be a little bit young, but they've been good women this year, and like I say, honest, got a real good bit of substance about them, and want to do well, and I said to them, this is a platform for you to go and show what you can do, and we'll set them up, and we'll give them the platform. It's up to them to take these opportunities and carry the journey on in the cup, and obviously in the league as well afterwards.
Well, Dan, listen, mate, we wish you all the very, very best for tomorrow and the rest of the season. The show's just about to get extremely loud after your froggy throat, but it's going to get very, very loud now, because Mr. Anderson's about to follow you.
Oh, no. I've been listening to it. You tell him I've been listening to his gaffer tapes, and I'm impressed. It's really good. And, he does it really, really impressive, so it's good stuff. So I think we've had me and Callie have had some battles against Dave as well, so it's all good. It's all good.
Good luck tomorrow, mate.
Top guys. Cheers.
Call ended.